I have Julie now, sir.
Hello.
All right. Thank you.
I hear it was beautiful.
Yeah, how was your party? I was
four standing ovations.
How was your party?
Oh, it was so thrilling. Everyone coming through said, tell your father he brought them home. We love him. We believe in him. Oh, it was beautiful. It was a real thrill.
Did they all come through the line?
Yeah, Mother met every single one, and Trish and I stood in another room and met them as they came through.
Great.
And it was really quite an experience.
Did they seem to enjoy it?
Oh, my God, they were so thrilled. And
really?
Mother said many of them cried coming through her line.
Isn't that nice?
It was beautiful. But three reporters told me about your remarks. Betty Beal and Faye Wells and another one. I don't know
the
name.
We got two or three friends, that's not all. But, they really tore the place down.
Oh, God, I hear it was fantastic. Four standing ovations.
All right. I'll tell you one thing that really got them. In the middle of the speech, I made a crack. I told them that how we got them home and what we had to do in the future. And I said we had to be strong. And I said that was one of the things that had gotten them home and then got the initiative to China and the initiative to Russia, being strong.
Right.
And I said a second thing was that we had to have secret negotiations. I said, without secret negotiations, we wouldn't have had the China initiative, we wouldn't have had the Russian agreement, and we wouldn't have gotten you home.
Oh, great.
And then I went on to say, and I just paused a minute, and I said, it's time to quit making national heroes individuals who steal secret documents and give them to the newspapers. They stood up and cheered for about 3 minutes.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm going to tell David about
it. So that stuck it right to him.
Oh, that really does stick it to him.
Right. Anyway, that's fine.